This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Pia Martin, author of the international best-selling book Building Healthy Humans, Your Guide to a Balanced and Beautiful Pregnancy for a Happy, Healthy Baby. She is also the founder of her own practice, Dr. Pia's Wellness Center, based in San Diego, California. She joins us to talk about prenatal planning for parents and how to give your future child the best start in life. Dr. Pia, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric, for having me. I really appreciate that.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, what are some of the steps a couple should take if they are thinking about having a child?
Okay. I think it's a really good place to start. You know, we're a little bit into the new year, and a lot of people have sat down, and they do as they always do when they're having either a big purchase or starting a new year or a new project, or something big that they want to accomplish, they always sit down and do some planning. And what would they like to do? What are they thinking about? How is this going to be for us? So we think the first step should be focused on planning. And we call it kind of future-proofing. And it provides a framework for parents. So what I mean by that is that we want them, mom and dad or partners, to sit down together and have a really good discussion about becoming parents, getting really clear about what they want their family to look like, how do they want to raise their kids, what values and beliefs are important to them. We call it a family manifesto, so to speak, so that, you know, they have a framework, a reference from which a lot of their decisions should come from, and really focused on the couple being partners in the process. Because, you know, as far as I see here, 50% of the genes come from mom and 50% from dad. And, you know, both of their environments and how they are and how they express themselves affect the outcome of their unborn child. So we think future-proofing is the first step. And then we think it would be really prudent if both of them got updated physicals, just a basic lab draw to start, just making sure that, you know, all of their markers are in line and within normal limits. There isn't an issue with cholesterol or low vitamin D or some sort of other thing that could be a challenge, or if either partner has a hormonal or perhaps a genetic challenge that they know about. We think it's a good time to address that and get in the best shape you can before you consider getting pregnant. So those are a couple of the really basic steps. I know it doesn't always work out like that. The next thing we suggest, and this is, you know, probably very clear to your listeners, is that you really need to clean up the diet. And I think both moms and dads, as we talked about earlier, you know, dads are part of this equation. And it's time to really ditch the sugar, the alcohol, the marijuana, the processed foods, and start thinking about, you know, eating foods that are found in nature, that are whole, cooking family dinners, really starting to think about what that would be for them and providing the right nutrients to build their child. And then we also suggest that they do a reset program if they've had any challenges. This is a good way for them to start off with a clean slate, hormone reset. And we like to offer a prenatal purification program as something that they could consider perhaps 90 days prior to starting would be a good idea. And what that does is that really just provides everything a clean slate, everything fresh, decreases inflammation, that kind of thing. The other thing that a lot of young couples don't think about is exercise. And in this case, it's either a little not enough, they're sitting too much and not doing enough to get moving and getting fresh blood and oxygen to all parts of the human body, including the brain, or they're doing too much. And we don't often talk about the too much part, but there's a lot of people out there that are athletes, marathoners, CrossFitters, hardcore in the gym. And sometimes that actually can cause stress. And we want them to think about that a little bit and maybe, you know, that they need to dial back a little bit so that their bodies are in this state of balance. It sounds all pretty fundamental, doesn't it, Eric?
I would agree so, most definitely, and certainly lays the groundwork for our conversation today. So what if one has been off birth control for a while and has followed some of the steps you've mentioned but still struggling to conceive?
Well, that's a very good question. A lot of the times, if they've done all the things that we've talked about and they're still struggling, if they've, they're getting good sleep, they've looked at the stresses in their life, they have tracking their, fertility, and they've got a good plan, and they started a medication practice, they're on the high-quality supplement program, both mom and dad, I think it's time to dig a little deeper. And there's a lot of conversations out there now with the couples that are waiting a little bit of time to conceive, and they have their finances in order and things like that, so they're waiting a little bit longer, and they've are also in this zone where struggling to conceive means that they've also been cycling or having hormones active for a really long time, so the viability of egg and sperm has decreased a little bit. So we think it's time to have an in-depth hormone panel and really look at some of the other areas, both mom and dad actually, and look at thyroid, perhaps the ovaries, adrenal health, and more importantly, the gut health, which is, really important for immune function. If they've had a long history of antibiotics, I would really dig around in there to see whether that's part of the reason that this isn't happening. And then the other thing I might look at is, and I see this a lot in my practice, is that, there are certain jobs out there and careers that have a lot of toxic load, things like firefighting or anywhere where you're exposed to a lot of chemicals or a lot of, or you're inside all day long and you're never out in nature, or you need to look at your home. Do you need to clean up some of the chemicals that are your cleaning products or your laundry products and things like that, because they also are known to be hormone disruptors. And then what I would probably do after that is really look at the quality of the food I'm eating and make sure that I'm getting a good quality protein and plenty of good fat. And, I'd also look at this. This is a big one that does not get addressed very often, and it's whether or not you have challenges with blood sugar. And what I mean by that, Eric, is that it's about whether or not you have stable blood sugar throughout the day and the evening. So, stress can cause blood sugar or insulin to spike, causing highs and lows throughout the day, and that's very, very stressful on the body, and it's something we don't talk a lot about initially. We don't even think about it, some of the clues are if the blood sugar is low, you're feeling shaky or hangry, as they say, or if blood sugar is too high, you're waking up at night or having to go to the bathroom too often. So those are things also that cause an awful lot of stress in the system. And then if you're under stress, the body cannot make babies. So that's really the bottom line. It's just really digging a little bit deep and saying, why isn't this happening?
Earlier you mentioned supplements. What are the best prenatal supplements?
Well, I think that both couples should be on a little bit of a supplement program, actually. I think there should be a prenatal for dad. I think dad should, have good omega-3 fatty acids in their diet. I think they should look at vitamin D. I think they should have a good mineral supplement, maybe even some magnesium. And for mom, you know, there's lots of good formulations out there, but there's also some formulations out there not so great. We like to use formulations that have a whole food base. And the reason for that is that things found in nature are bioavailable to the body. And what we mean by that is they're easy for the body to digest. The body doesn't have to say, okay, I don't recognize that chemical or that cofactor, and therefore have to deal with it or use more energy or challenge the liver in some way to try to absorb it. And the best way, we use this as a little trick we say this in the book, is if you want to put your, you want to test your supplements, you can put the supplements in a little bit of warm vinegar and sort of like almost like it would be like if it was sitting in your stomach. So the vinegar would be a little bit acidic, like the stomach would be a little bit acidic. And then, you know, the temperature of the body, 98.2. And then, you know, just let it sit there for a while, maybe 30 minutes or so. And if your supplements have not started to dissolve, you know that that's, first of all, it's just going to be very expensive pee, but you also know that it's not bioavailable to you and that, you know, it's not going to do you any good. So we think that vegan and veggie moms really need to focus on some supplementation because they've got some gaps in the diet. And one that's well known is vitamin B12 and some of the other B vitamins, because, you know, our lean proteins that, you know, are filled with B vitamins, and vegan and veggie moms don't get enough of those. And B12 is also water soluble, so you have to keep having that. But to preface that, the B vitamins need to be what we call methylated. And it's really important. We're finding out now through genetic testing that it's not uncommon for someone to have what we call a SNP or a polymorphism in the gene MTHFR. And what that means is that person who has that SNP, whether it's mom or dad or both of them, cannot process folic acid. They have to have folate in its natural form, so it needs to be methylated, as well as B12. We also suggest that, you know, if they've had a long history of antibiotic use, that they consider a prebiotic or a probiotic or a combination. And we also suggest magnesium and vitamin D as options for supplementation. But again, really look at the label before you choose them. Oftentimes, cheap is not good. And really look, also make sure you've got a good diet. You know, don't always just fall back on, well, I'm taking my prenatal and I can eat crappy food and it's not going to affect my baby. We know now that that is not the case.
Today we are joined by Dr. Pia Martin, author of the international best-selling book, Building Healthy Humans, Your Guide to a Balanced and Beautiful Pregnancy for a Happy, Healthy Baby. She's also the founder of her own practice, Dr. Pia's Wellness Center, based in San Diego, and she's joined us here today here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pregnancy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you have mentioned the P21 program. Can you tell us more about how that works?
I can. I should probably keep it short because I know we're running short of time, but the P21 program is essentially a whole food based program, and what we use it for is a healthy start, fresh start, a clean slate, and it's used to with whole foods, some supplement shakes, but we like to give it to mom and dad probably 90 days before they start to try to conceive so that they really clean up and follow some of the guidelines. But we use it to optimize genetic potential, balance the hormones, remove the toxins, decrease inflammation, and prepare the body for a happy, healthy baby, and, you know, improve immune function.
Dr. Martin, certainly appreciate all the details shared so far. Now, by the way, congratulations on your best-selling book, Building Healthy Humans. Why did you decide to write this book? What was the inspiration there?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons, Eric. I wrote the book because I'm really quite alarmed at the rise in childhood diseases that I see in my office. Things like allergies at such a young age, and digestive troubles and colic, asthma and ADHD, autism and obesity. And, you know, we need to, as parents, take a step back and really provide the next generation with the best start that we can. And so I wanted parents to have a simple guide that would support them to make healthy, conscious choices for themselves and for future generations. My big mission is to create a genetic trust fund for the next generation. And I wanted parents to feel that, you know, mindset and grounding and simple and back to nature and the importance of this. If we want our children to have a good life, then we need to provide them with that. And you know, we just need to do our best and give them the best start. So that's the reason. And then the other reason is it's my calling. I've been told, the universe has been telling me for a long time that I need to put this together. So I said, okay then, here you go. And it was a joy to do it. It's a joy to get it out there, and had lots of really great feedback.
I bet you have, and no surprise there. If listeners wanted to learn more about you and get more information on your wellness center there in San Diego, as well as the book, Building Healthy Humans, where's the best place that they could get all these details?
Okay. They can go to www.drpia.com, just simple, drpia.com. We have a weekly newsletter that they can sign up for. And when they do that, they also receive a free digital book called The Ultimate Protein Shake, Guide, which has shakes in there too. But that would be really helpful for anybody who's trying to turn their diet around or get pregnant. We also have a ton of information on our pregnancy page with actually three podcast episodes that are about, you know, prenatal planning and those kinds of things. They can follow me on Instagram. Facebook at Dr. Pia Martin, and we also accept appointments virtually, and they can book online at drpia.com. I have a little button there that they can click, book an appointment. They can come in and see me, obviously. And last but not least, the book's available on Amazon, and I really Amazon.com, and I want to thank you again for inviting me on the podcast. Thanks so much, Eric, for helping me create a genetic trust fund for the next generation and get my mission out there to as many people as possible. I really appreciate that.
Well, that's certainly what we're here for, and it has been more than a pleasure to have had you with us on the program. All the best, and thanks for your time today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Pia Martin, author of the international best-selling book, Building Healthy Humans, Your Guide to a Balanced and Beautiful Pregnancy for a Happy, Healthy Baby. She's also the founder of her own practice, Dr. Pia's Wellness Center, based in San Diego, California. And for all the details, visit drpia.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.